get high, man.
That stimulates your mind.
Get up, Chucky!
What have we got here? Fucking comedian.
Rogen Kim?
Hello, and welcome to the Rogen Kim Cast. It's me, Rogen Kim. Thank you for listening or watching, if you're watching the video. Well, it's been very cold since, you know, I think my last podcast, I was talking about how I was building fires, and that was really cute, and, you know, there's some snow and stuff, and that was really nice, and that wasn't really winter. That was just a cute little preview, like a snow, a little sprinkling, like just a little, like, here you go, just a little amuse-bouche, right, of what's coming. And what came was a cold snap, this good old-fashioned Montana cold snap. Got to like 30 below, which is unheard of for me. I thought 30 was cold. I lived in New York. I had a dog. I walked my dog in 30 degree, 20 degree weather. You know, it's just, I got used to it. It was cold. I put on snow pants when it was like 20, 30 degrees. Now I see that 30 degrees is balmy and rather pleasant after you've experienced negative 30 degrees, dude. Negative 30 degrees is you feel your body dying, like your cells retreating, trying to get away from the cold, but it can't. So it just inevitably will get frostbite and die. You can just tell that your body will just shrivel up and die if you're exposed to any of this for too long. That's what it feels like, at least. I'm sure up north people get used to it, and you know, you wear layers and you do what you can to be out there. You wear your goggles. It's just a fact that things will freeze. So it's not like that's going to change. You can't, you know, expose yourself and get like tolerance to the cold, right? So, you know, it's just a matter of knowing how to dress up. People were dressed up in jumpers, full-on onesies. You know, you just climb into these snowsuit things. I, of course, was ill-equipped, but I didn't really have to go far, thankfully. Cars all died. The batteries died. Apparently, the batteries don't work. They just died, right? Cars don't work. Pipes burst. It's crazy. Pipes bursting. You have to leave the water running. I know some of you're like, yeah, I know. But, like, it's for a guy from L.A., right, some desert, like a desert manufactured paradise, right, a place that should not exist, a seasonless, temperate place where time has no meaning because there are no seasons. Yeah, that's just unheard of for me. Think about the idea of pipes bursting in the water because it freezes, but it's frozen, so it bursts. And thankfully, that didn't happen in my place because they left the water running and stuff. But I saw these pictures online. I found this picture. Look at this. Okay, it's like this basement with these pipes on the ceiling, and the pipes have burst, and the water has just frozen into stalactites. And it just looks like frozen motion. It looks like fucking Iceman came in here and just like waved his hand. That's my reference for bursting frozen pipes is Iceman, right? Like a fictional superhero that can just create ice out of thin air and slide around on it. That's what it looks like. Like, that's like Iceman, right? It's crazy. It's wild. I just can't believe it happens. And then people fucking, you know, look at this in their homes, right? There's this picture. I got this picture up of it's like a kitchen, and the pipes have burst, looks like from the ceiling, and have come down, but then they've frozen, so it just looks like a frozen waterfall coming down from the tiles of the kitchen ceiling down to the wooden floor. There's a frozen, giant, like pile of snow and water and ice. Like, it just, it, yeah, Like, I'm a kid from Hollywood, so this just looks like somebody came in with a freeze ray and just froze things. Right? It just, all right. I mean, that's really just the cartoonish, you know, my view of the world is this cartoonish view. Spend a lot of time inside, a lot of time indoors, right? You end up spending a lot of time inside when it's that fucking cold because I don't want to go out there. You don't want to go out there, man. You don't want to go out there. But people out here do, though. I was surprised. There's just people just walking around, kids and stuff, school still in session. Very hardy folk. Very hardy northern folk. So that was cool. I mean, I guess, you know, I appreciate the strength that comes from persevering in the north. You know, northerners, northeast. I lived in the northeast. You know, just northerners, there's a different quality to them just maybe because it gets cold. This is probably not a new thing. I mean, it's not like some groundbreaking thing I'm saying, but it makes sense being in the middle of it now. Fucking doors froze in the dispensary I worked in. It's crazy. Like, the metal door frame was frozen from the inside, but the inside is like 60 degrees, but it's so cold outside that it's just ice. Like, just ice has formed around the inside of the door frame. Even though I'm at room temperature, the door frames, it's like below freeze. It's like a fucking freezer. It's humbling. It's a humbling experience. Also very isolating, scary feeling when it's that cold. It's just, it's not happy, friendly winter, Yuletide winter. This is old man winter. This is like the winter, if winter had a sickle or something, you know what I mean? Like, it just, yeah, very intense winter, but hey. Whatever, man. I'm dealing with it. At least I haven't slid anywhere driving. I haven't, you know, gotten stuck. I only got stuck trying to leave my own house because I didn't shovel enough snow, but that was it. Okay. Shoveling's great. I love snow shoveling. I don't know why. It's very satisfying just to see the snow being moved. You're just carving out spaces. You know, I just carved out parking space for my girl, right? Carved out a lane for me, you know, just carving paths to the house, carving the, you know, only for the snow to come and just cover it. But I don't know. I think it's just the fact that I'm putting in work and I see it happening in front of me. Is that how lazy I am that if I just shovel, it makes me feel satisfied? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But that's, you know, that's fun too. A lot of time indoors because, you know, it's cold, and a lot of time watching stuff. I watched the new Lord of the Rings TV show. They made a TV show out of the Lord of the Rings. It's called The Rings of Power. And I don't know. I mean, all right. So here's an image. I guess this is a marketing image, really. This is a good encapsulation of Rings of Power. It's features the largest image is the black dwarf lady, who I guess she had a big part. I don't know. And then there's the black elf guy. There's a black elf guy and a white elf guy. That's Elrond, young Elrond, white lady elf, who is Galadriel, white dude guy who's Aragorn, and then tiny, I'm blocking her, there's a tiny white lady, white girl right there that nobody cares about, I guess. Not very important, obviously. Smallest black dwarf, very large black dwarf lady, big lady, big, she's big, or what do you say now? Plus sized, yeah, she's fat. She's got sort of Princess Leia hair thing going on the sides, kind of afro-y. It's a just big nose, just weird, dwarf, black dwarf lady. Okay, so I know some people can't watch, you know, you just like, you watch Thor and there's like a Chinese guy on it and you're like, fuck this, man, I don't fuck fucking Chinese people and fucking Thor, fucking fucking Asgard, fucking, there's no fucking, you know, I so whatever, man. Hey, it's entertainment. If you don't want to be entertained by it, that's fine. It's your business. You can't stand to see a Chinese face in Asgard, then, you know, that's your right as an individual to not do it, right? But I you know, I took a chance on this thing because I was like, all right, fine. Fine, they're doing the diversity thing. They're casting, you know, they're putting black hobbits in there, black dwarves, black elves, black humans. They just, every race of humanoid has sub-races inside of it, I guess. That's just, you know, what's going on now. And I know it has everything to do with politics in the real world and diversity and inclusion and all of that stuff. So I'm just like, all right, fine. I'll just accept the fact that that's a part of life. You know, there was a time when women weren't allowed to be on stage. You know, there was a time when women, they just, it wasn't, I guess because they couldn't read or something. I don't know, but they just weren't allowed on stage, you know? So in Shakespeare's time, men played women, right? And at some point, women started getting on stage. Women started getting on film. And I'm sure there were a bunch of guys at first who were just like, nah, oh, I ain't going to watch no fucking chick up there. Just, ugh, some bitch on stage. No, only a man can play a woman. You know, I guess they, I don't, I... It's very hard for me to come up with a compelling case to not see women on stage or on screen. But the men back then, that's just the way it was, you know? There's no women. There's no women entertaining us. They'd see this black dwarf lady and then lose their minds. They'd just be like, what the fuck? What the fuck has happened? The fuck has happened? All right. I don't know. I think that sometimes stops a person from being able to enjoy stuff. So I'm just like, all right, fuck it. All right, it's woke, whatever, it's say to just we'll just get through it. So I'm watching the whole thing, you know. I think it was overall reviewed very well. So I got this article up from Joe Blow, and this person says, all right, fans of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings mythology had to wait nearly a century for the definitive screen adaptation of the fantasy epic. Peter Jackson's Oscar-winning triumph still remains one of, if not the greatest fantasy story ever put on screen. With astounding performances from the ensemble cast and groundbreaking special effects, the Lord of the Rings trilogy is without equal. Even Peter Jackson's own The Hobbit doesn't measure up to his original trilogy as it expands on a brief story to a degree that felt indulgent. All right. I feel like this was an unnecessary paragraph, but all right, whatever. Okay. Now, Amazon's massively budgeted new series takes on the challenge of not only equaling Jackson's 6 movies, but managing to court diehard fans of the source material while converting newcomers to the detailed and rich mythos of Middle-earth. Thankfully, The Rings of Power is not only a stunning achievement on the small screen, but superior to Peter Jackson's The Hobbit trilogy. Okay, wow. What, actually not really saying much. The Hobbit sucked. The Hobbit, to me, is summarized by the following anecdote, which I think everybody's heard. A lot of people have heard. It's about Ian McKellen filming a scene with all the dwarves in Bilbo's house or whatever. It was all green screened. And so everybody, you know, they had little sticks with balls on them to represent the heads, and he was in there having this scene with them, and it's supposed to be some party or something, and I guess it was just so fake, right? The whole thing was so fake that he just broke down and cried. He just broke down and cried. He just cried because, you know, he remembered The Lord of the Rings when they shot it. There was no green screen. There was CGI, but not that much. You know, it was still, a lot of things were still practical. A lot of things were, there was a real life connection that he formed. I think they were like bros, all of them in the Lord of the Rings. They all got tattoos and the shit. You know, they had a great, it was a bonding social experience. And this Now he's in this cold green studio cave trying to act out, trying to be all like, I'm Gandalf, and like, you know, in the middle of just green. Everything's green. Everything's green. This man was trained, classically trained to do Shakespeare. And here he is in this green screened room talking to sticks with balls as dwarf heads and, you know, supposed to pass it off for reality. And, you know, the guy broke down and cried. He's also gay. So he's crying. They cheer him up, you know, and they get him through the thing. And I feel like that's what the entire Hobbit was probably like. The entire Hobbit, three fucking movies. That's hundreds of millions of dollars. And Peter Jackson also, I remember he didn't want to do it at first. And I think they just probably just kept pushing money. Like, how about this much money? You know, they just kept pushing money on him. And he was like, okay, I'll do it. You know, he finally does it, doesn't want to. I don't know whose idea. It probably was his. I mean, at that point, he was like, all right, I'm going to make this book, this one book that's way less source material than one of the Lord of the Rings' movies, like the first one, like the Fellowship of the Ring. It's much shorter. But, and I'm going to turn it into three movies. I'm going to make three movies out of it. I don't care. I'm going to three movies. Fuck you. Okay? That's it. All right. I go back to this. After purchasing the television rights to The Lord of the Rings in 2017, many wonder what Amazon's $250 million investment would look like. With a five-season commitment and a budget totaling $1 billion, Tolkien's estate dictated the new series could not be a sequel to The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit. With enough money pledged to the project to make it the most expensive television series of all time, Prime Video's The Rings of Power takes the story of Middle-earth back to the Second Age, a period never before seen on screen. With so much detailed material in the volumes of history Tolkien assembled over the years, The Rings of Power takes viewers back in time to showcase characters hinted at in stories and passing references in the future films, while echoing the production design of Jackson's big saga. From Howard Shore's okay. I can't take this article. Is this journalism? All right. Having seen the first two episodes of The Rings of Power, I can say without a doubt it is one of the most stunning television series I've ever seen. Okay, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like Amazon had $250 million and they peeled off $10,000 or something to whoever wrote this fucking thing, okay? Because this is written like somebody who just, like, literally paid off somebody, slid an envelope to this guy right before he sat at his keyboard. And he was like, all right, here we go. Rings of Power. I loved it. Yeah, it was fucking great. This is great. It was great. All right. Nothing much is being said. Definitely wasn't going on the angle I was going on about the races. Okay. Because the thing about the races is it doesn't make any sense. Okay. So now we're establishing canon that the Rings of Power takes place in the past, right? It takes place in the past, and Lord of the Rings takes place in the future. So in the past, there was a multiracial plethora of all the different races, right? All the different races of Middle-earth had their own sub-races, except for orcs. Orcs, unless they're black orcs, I guess, are there black? It didn't look like there were black orcs. Or white orcs. I mean, they all just seem like they were one. It was just one race, right? Orcs. One race. And they're the evil ones. Then you have every other race has sub-races somehow. Which, okay. And it kind of calls into question, like, where did they come from? Like, are the black dwarves and elves and hobbits all from the same place where they're all black? Or are you saying that they just all evolved in the same place somehow with different races? I'm just trying. Either one doesn't really quite make sense, because then there's like a Middle Earth white and a Middle Earth black and a Middle Earth Chinese. You know what I mean? There's like a place where all the dwarves and all the, you know, the elves and the hobbits and shit, they're all Chinese, and then fucking the orcs are just orcs. So all these, and then somehow they all mixed together. Was there colonialism? Did the white humans or the white elves sail across and grab black elf slaves? Did they enslave the black elves? Like, what? Like, how did this multiracial, how did this diversity happen, right, in the past? Because when you go to the future, to the Lord of the Rings. I think it's like 500 years later or 1,000 years later or something. Like, when you go there, it's not multiracial anymore. What happened? What happened? I mean, what was it? Clearly there was some kind of massive ethnic cleansing that occurred in between that time. I mean, maybe that's what the rise of Sauron was, right? Sauron is all about the one ring and maybe just about one race, right? It's just about one race to rule them all, right? And you just, you know, he's got to cleanse Middle Earth of this filth, right? It has to be like the orcs. He wants, that's why the orcs are with Sauron, because they're all one race, right? Just like Middle Earth should be. So Sauron, maybe he's not the bad guy. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying, Sauron, okay, he's on there. He's like, this doesn't make any sense. Why are there black dwarves? Why are there, I mean, why? And some people would be like, well, why not, motherfucker? Well, because what I'm saying is, where do they come from? Is there an Africa? Is there a dwarf Africa? There's a dwarf Africa with Mount Kilimanjaro. I mean, it can't be Earth, but whatever. You know, there's a mountain in Africa where dwarves are, and then somehow they got brought over to the white part of Middle Earth, and now they're all mixing. It doesn't make any sense. And if that's true, since that's established canon, in the future, they're all gone. They've been exterminated in the mountains of Moria, right? There's all those bones. Were they all black dwarves? Were they those Jewish dwarves? They exterminate all the Jewish dwarves, right? Get me? What? So what happened? No explanation. The only explanation I can think of is Sauron with the one ring wanted to make one race. He's the orcs, one race, to make one race, right? And that's it. Then they stopped talking about it. They're just, maybe they forgot or something. I don't know. I mean, it just makes it all dubious. That's the problem with all this, like, retconning, retroactive continuity. I mean, this is Joe Blow.com. Okay, about the author. Wow, 5,840 articles published by Alex Mady. Mormidy. Way to go. Alex Mady has been a JoeBlow.com editor, columnist, and critic since 2012. Wow, 12 years of hard-hitting movie reviews and TV reviews like this one, which was just basically like it's blown smoke up its ass. Just sucking Rings of Power's dick, okay? One race to rule them all. I like that. All right. So the next thing that caught my eye, the next thing that's in the news that caught my eye was this AI imagery controversy with Taylor Swift. I have I like AI imagery, or I don't like it. It's god awful. I mean, honestly, it's just looks. I know it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. You can see where. I mean, this is just the beginning. You know, right now it's just, you could tell. It's just something about it that, you know, it's that uncanny valley thing, or it's just, you know, little things are off and it's weird, or it just looks too fake and manufactured, like too good. Anyways, but I like it because you can face blend and troll people and create whatever situation you want. You know, I like it for the lulls, for the laughs, just to be a dick, just to be an asshole online. It's hilarious, right? AI stands for asshole images. That's what I think. Anyway, some asshole made some images of Taylor Swift, very graphic ones. I can't find them. I shouldn't, you know, if I put them on here, the Swifties will come after me. You know what I mean? They'll eat me or my liver or something. I know they're fucking rough. Apparently they'll fucking get you. Don't fuck with the Swifties. Apparently the Swifties a legion of insane girls, I guess, or guys. I guess the guys would be more insane than the girls, if you think about it. And they'll dox you, and not just dox you, just ruin you. Like a woman, imagine a woman scorned, but like millions of them. Millions of women scorned. And even the men have become, it's like a Voltron of millions of people melding together to become a scorned woman and looking for you. They're going to find you. They're going to how dare you fucking do this? They're going to find you. So here's an article from TheVerge.com by Jess Weatherbed, a news writer focused on creative industries, computing, and internet culture. Jess started her career at Tech Radar covering news. Now, who gives a fuck? Why does the person who wrote this have to have a biography, an entire bio? Here's what, and then when she was 12, she typed her first essay and said to herself, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Like, who gives a fuck? Okay. Journalists are scum. Okay. Journalists suck. You suck. What? All right. Maybe, you know, there are some good journalists. Okay. There are some good ones. And they end up dying. They end up crashing their car into a tree at Highland and Melrose Avenue in L.A. in the middle of the night after telling people, hey, I think the FBI is trying to off me or something. And suddenly his car careens into the thing. And he happened to write an article that was kind of critical of, what was his name? Hastings or something? No, his name was... the Afghanistan guy. Anyway, Michael Hastings was the guy who died. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Petraeus. He wrote this article. He was like stationed in Afghanistan and he ended up staying there a little longer than he was supposed to. And then the guys, like, I guess the Marines or the Army, the Army, I think. Yeah. They got real comfortable while he was around. And then they started doing their joke. Apparently, they loved Team America. That was like, and they're all doing little quotes from Team America, durka, 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 doing Team America quotes all the time. Okay. Love Bud Light Lime, Limeritas or whatever. That was like their thing. These are just the little details, remember. And then I think there's like a sex scandal or something that kind of ended up taking Petraeus down later. But that was the beginning. I think Obama was president at the time. It was very embarrassing. Rolling Stone put out this article. Oh my God. And anyway, that guy died. Julian Assange, right? I consider that guy a journalist. Basically locked him up and they're killing him and stuff. So anyways, trolls, okay? Trolls, the worst thing you could think of, trolls, have flooded X, Twitter X, with graphic Taylor Swift AI fakes. The term Taylor Swift AI was trending in various regions, with one post gaining more than 45 million views before it was eventually moved. Oh my God, 45 million people saw this fake image of Taylor Swift in a comically, sexually explicit position. Oh no. 45 million? I mean, that's a lot of people who saw that, okay? I mean, just... maybe just that is alarming. I think if it was just a delivery order for pizza or something and 45 million people saw it, that's a big deal to me. I mean, holy shit. Okay, anyway, sexually explicit AI-generated images of Taylor Swift have been circulating on X, formerly Twitter, over the last day in the latest example of proliferation of AI-generated fake pornography and the challenge of stopping it from spreading. Okay. One of the most prominent examples on X attracted more than 45 million views, 24,000 reposts, and hundreds of thousands of likes and bookmarks before the verified user who shared the images had their account suspended for violating platform policy. The post was live on the platform for about 17 hours prior to its removal. Oh my God. Okay, this is a news story about something on Twitter and the amount of likes it got. I mean, regardless of what it's about, like Taylor Swift AI pics. This is a news story about something that happened on Twitter and the likes and the views. Do you understand the state of journalism when this is a news article? It's a news article about something that was on your phone. Do you get Jess Weatherbed, the news writer focused on the creative industries, computing, and internet culture? She wrote this. She researched and looked up how many likes one of the most prominent examples on X of this sexually explicit AI-generated image of Taylor Swift got. More than 40. What were the impressions, the data, the metrics? Jess Weatherbed is breaking it down for you. Okay? All right, so maybe...
spread rapidly. Check this out from CNN. All right. Reviewed millions of times before they were taken down. The White House weighing in just moments ago, calling the deepfakes
alarming and pressing for laws that address this problem.
No laws.
Currently, there are no federal laws against sharing or creating fake images, though nine states do have laws against non-consensual deepfake pornography. Let's discuss with technology journalist Lori Siegel. Lori, thanks so much for being with us. Let's take a step back because I think deepfake technology is still so relatively new that a lot of folks may not be familiar with it. How is it that AI can take these images and produce them this way?
Yeah, Boris, it's actually horrifying. I get PTSD because I remember covering when I was at CNN, non-consensual pornography, this horrific problem and harassment against women. And now this is that, but on steroids. Someone, you don't even have to take a sexually explicit image for someone to do this to you. We now have AI and AI image generators that essentially mimic our most human qualities. They can imitate our voice, they can imitate our words, they can imitate our bodies. And the bottom line is it's becoming increasingly, the perception of truth is just, it's there. So you might see something and it might be, quote, fake, but it really looks real. And that's where things have gotten incredibly problematic, especially because we don't have the right guardrails now to protect folks.
And speaking of those guardrails, Congress has to do something about this, right? Like, what are the options for lawmakers?
What are we going to do? Gotta do something.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like I've covered the downside of technology for the last 15 years, and we've all been talking about AI and misinformation and how it can impact the election. And I have been sitting here saying, like, the number one thing we really do need to worry about is the future of AI and consent, and the fact that this is happening and it is rampant. And yes, it's happened to Taylor Swift, which is horrifying, but it's actually happening behind the scenes at high schools around the country with young victims being harassed and women are being stripped of their consent as this unintended consequence of this technology. So what can Congress do? I mean, Congress, in the same way that back in 2015, Congress...
All right, hold on. Okay. First off, this whole thing just automatically assumes one point of view, that it's wrong and something needs to be done. Like, just the newscaster and whoever this lady is, they're both like, we got to do something. This should be illegal. This is why. There's no discussion. There's no like, hey, isn't there a freedom of speech thing here? What do you, I mean, maybe that's going to come up. Okay. But then just the idea that like, oh, this is consent. This is about consent. Like, and, you know, this woman can't consent to having her image turn into a sexually explicit thing. But is it illegal for me to draw a picture of Taylor Swift getting railed at an NFL game? Is that illegal? You know what I mean? Like, what's the difference between me, a person? What if I was a really good artist and could render a photorealistic depiction of Taylor Swift shoving a football into her vagina, right? Like that, I was just a very good artist, a very good sexually explicit artist, and that was, I could do that. And I just did it and put it online. Like, is that bad? It's bad, but is it illegal? I mean, should it be illegal? Is that considered defamation? But isn't it covered? If pornography is covered, okay, and art is covered, what makes this different? I mean, this would have to go to the Supreme Court, is what I'm saying. I think it has to be, you know, you got to take it up there and be like, is this free speech or not? Anyways.
Started passing state laws against non-consensual pornography. They need to be doing this, and they need to be doing this at a quicker pace than they actually are when it comes to deep fakes. There are a handful of states that have passed this type of legislation, though they vary in scope. Most recently, I actually spoke to a woman who is at the forefront. She's a lawyer who's at the forefront of these types of threats. And what she said was, there's a bipartisan bill called Preventing Deep Fakes of Intimate Images Act of 2024 that was recently reintroduced. I mean, my hope, as this calls attention to this, and my hope is, you know, Taylor Swift moves the needle on just about everything, so hopefully she'll do that with this.
Wow.
And are we in the understanding that she's going to file some kind of lawsuit? Like, what are her options now?
I mean, Taylor spends a lot of time in New York. She has a place here in New York, and New York has criminal and civil options. So she could sue for focus on misappropriation of her likeness. So there are options. But I guess, you know, the thing I really want folks to know is, like, Taylor Swift has resources. So many of the people that this is happening to do not have the resources. First of all, the laws aren't there to protect her.
She's rich.
Protect them. And then they also don't have the resources if they want to pursue this. And I'll just say, you know, when I started covering technology, there was an app for everything. It said, you know, if you want to get in a car, order an Uber. The same thing is now happening with AI-generated deepfake pornography. If you want to digitally undress someone, there's an app for that. If you want to create a personalized, sexually explicit image, video with your crush, there's an app for that. And they are out there, and they are creating a whole new group of, I would say, victims, but also abusers, young men. And we have to start talking about
abusers.
That.
Wow.
Yeah, the implications of AI are just difficult to encapsulate. There are so many ways that it could positively impact the world, and obviously so many in which it can be horrifying. Lori Siegel, great to see you. Thanks for coming on. Yeah.
Okay, well, so that was a very one-sided view of what's happening. All right, sure. Let me just see. Okay. I can see the harms, right? Like, if you're a little girl, if you're like a teenage girl and some boys or other girls, probably other girls, but some, whatever, that the phrasing of the men are the abusers and these guys are all doing it. There's chicks doing this too, trust me. Okay? Chicks are probably convincing the guys to do it, showing them how to get the app. Showing that, you know, the guys are the ones figuring out the app, okay? They're figuring out the app, and then they kind of take it from there. But the girls are the ones who probably give them the idea, just like in the Garden of Eden, okay? It was Eve who gave Adam the idea for the app, eating the apple. But Adam's the one who ate the whole apple. All right, anyway. So, I can see the harms. However, these harms exist with everything, with all of the new technology, with cell phones in general. I mean, just writing. You could destroy someone with notes. I remember back in my day, people wrote handwritten notes that were just like, and they'd write some mean-ass shit, you know, like someone is a bitch or has a stanky ass or something like that, and you're passing it around, and then the person finds out everybody's read this note, and then it was like, you know. Of course, now it's at light speed. Of course, now it's worse. But I don't think it's the technology. I mean, maybe because I am one of these trolls. I am a troll using these apps in order to harass people online. So maybe I'm just speaking as a biased troll. But are trolls not allowed to troll? It's not illegal to troll. Trolling is part of free speech. Trolling, you know, mocking people, making funny pictures of them, especially online, okay? Especially online if you're dealing with cartoon people using cartoons for their avatars, or you're dealing with public figures. Public figure. You're public. Taylor Swift is a public figure, one of the largest public figures in the world, like on a crazy level. And yes, the rabid fan base of her is keeping those who would mock her or denigrate her image in check, okay? And that's the way things are. That's nature. If you're a public figure, you're going to get mocked. That mockery might have a backlash. That backlash might have a backlash. So on and so forth. It's always been like that. Now it's just much faster and much funnier in some ways. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of funny to make pictures of Taylor Swift getting railed at the NFL game. I mean, it's funny. It's funny. It's poor taste, of course. If there's children around, I would not encourage that. But it's funny that some guy did it. This guy, ZV Bear. And then, okay, look, it's an update. The White House is on him now. The FBI and CIA may be involved here. It says, the White House says the sexually explicit AI images of Taylor Swift are alarming and that Congress should take legislative action to address fake abusive images online. We are alarmed by the circulation of the false images, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters. Okay, can you imagine Biden sitting there just like, Biden just looking at, hey, that's pretty not bad. Hey, that's pretty... And they're like, Mr. President, these are AI generated. These aren't real. And they're like, oh, what? A fucking computer made this? This has got to be illegal. No, only real. I only want. I thought you said these were the real pics. Real pics only. You know, he probably wanted the real pics and wanted to make a law that made AI generated pics illegal because he's like, that's not cool, bro. I want real pics. Maybe Hunter was there and was like, yeah, bro. Yeah, dad. I want to make sure that they're real. I want to make sure when I see a pic of Taylor Swift getting railed, it's for real. And then he's like, yeah. I don't know why my Joe Biden is. That's my Joe Biden for the. Hey. I just keep thinking of a senile guy. And I did. All right. Anyway, I guess I got to work on my Biden impression. Anyways. The other big news, fucking Jew tunnels, Jews digging tunnels, oh man, what does that say? It says tunnel discovered under Chabad headquarters sparks anti-Semitic firestorm online. Gee, I wonder why that would, what is this? Fucking mattress? Are you moving a mattress, blood-stained mattress? What is that? Don't know. Pay no attention to the mattress. Elon Musk is saying, yeah, you take a tour, Elon Musk. Took a tour, says he's Jewish by association. Look, I went to Auschwitz. I'm Jewish now. That's what he said. I'm a Jew. Elon Musk speaks during live interview with Ben Shapiro at the symposium on fighting anti-Semitism on January 22 in Krakow, Poland. He's at fucking Auschwitz, and Ben Shapiro is right there. You can see him sticking his little grubby hand in his face and being like, oh, okay, so what do you think about it? Are you a Jew now? Are you a Jew now, Musk? After you see all the... Now that you see all the... That's a terrible Ben Shapiro. Now and he's like, I'm not an impressionist, okay? I can't do... Elon Musk or Ben Shapiro. So, I mean, but just look, he's like, I'm a Jew now. He's like, I'm a Jew. And I wonder, you know, Elon Musk has the Boring Company making tunnels under the synagogue, Jew tunnels, Elon Musk together. Suddenly he's an honorary Jew because maybe he wants to take over the tunneling under the Chabad, maybe that's, it's a big contract. Maybe it's a big contract. I don't know. Maybe that's why he's going to do it. I don't know. I mean, I think it is odd. No one's talking about it. There have been allegations of sexual misconduct at that synagogue. There's there was a former leader. There was like a former, Chabad sex scandal, Brooklyn. There was some scandal with this guy. Okay, sexual abuse cases in Brooklyn's hurry. Oh, 30-year-old child abuse case emerges linking to Jewish. Oh boy. 30-year-old child abuse case emerges linking to Jewish Chabad movement busted for Brooklyn. Okay, look, it's all right. In the wake of the mysterious discovery of a secret tunnel under the Brooklyn Synagogue, a center of a Hasidic Jewish movement, distressing links of child sexual abuse dating back 30 years have emerged. Back in 1991, a prominent member of the Chabad movement, Herschel Pecker, admitted to sexually abusing a five-year-old girl. Pecker faced no legal charges despite confessing the crime himself. The rabbinical court, instead of the law, reportedly intervened and granted him counseling. Holy shit. The case has now resurfaced under the recent harrowing discoveries and shedding light over the questionable Chabad movement's acts and intentions. And, of course, the Anti-Defamation League will say that is part of the anti-Semitic firestorm. It's anti-Semitic to point out that in 1990... One, this fucking guy, Herschel Pecker, admitted to sexually abusing a five-year-old girl. And then, of course, there are these pictures of these fucking blood-stained mattresses, okay? And, of course, it's all anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic. See this AI-generated picture of a Jewish rat in a tunnel? See that? This is what we're trying to stop, okay? This is what the Swifties are trying to stop. This is what the president wants to stop. This is what needs to stop, okay? All right. Stop the anti-Semitism, despite the fact that this happened, Herschel Pecker, this happened. A riot broke out in the synagogue when Jewish students tried to halt the NYPD. Oh, this is about the tunnel. A riot broke out when they were trying to take Herschel Pecker. Apparently, Herschel Pecker escaped any kind of criminal charges because the rabbinical court intervened and granted him counseling. Okay, that's weird. Am I going to get canceled? Are they going to cancel me? Are they going to find me? Because of my anti-Semitic firestorm? Am I part of the anti-Semitic firestorm? Because I just put up this picture of this bloodstained man? Okay. Well, they would have taken it down, I suppose, right? Google would have taken it down. You know, if the Jews or if whoever's doing all the censoring really wanted to censor this shit, you know, they would have done that, I suppose, right? You know, I think what we need to do is have some fun in life, right? Have a little fun. You know, like this fun prankful. That's not a word. It says TikTok prankster almost loses life. Okay, that's
man. Burning your car down, bro.
Okay, he's burning the car.
Fuck your car, man.
All right, this guy's over. Pouring. It's water, I bet. But yeah. What looks like gas on a guy's uh-huh. car and saying, "I'm gonna burn
why
your car."
You do it? Come
that's
on,
a it's a prank, bro. It's a prank. It's a prank. All right, it's a prank. Fun, lovely. All right, here we go. Okay, this guy does not look like you should be fucking with this guy. This guy... Oh, but he's coming over. Oh, the guy's got a gun. Old dude's got a gun. He's like, it's water.
It better be water, partner, or you're one dead son of a bitch. You stay out of this. I don't want to do that. You almost died. Son of a bitch. Fuck you, pussy.
He said, "Fuck you, pussy." All right. Well, the guy's going around pouring gasoline, it's not gasoline because it's a prank, bro. But the people don't know that. So he thinks gasoline is pouring it, and it's like, and then this one guy pulls a gun out, and I guess you know, he's the bad guy, right? He's the bad guy. Constitutional carry. If someone is pouring gasoline on your fucking car, that's your life. Your life is at stake there. You could be burned alive. He could be trying to kill you. So, I mean, one of these days, actually, it's already happened. TikTok prankster did get shot. I saw that video too. Okay, so everything's already happened. It's already happened. Whatever's crazier has to happen then. Okay, so what's going to happen is TikTok video prank is going to go wrong. Someone's going to shoot the prankster, but then the shooter is going to pick up the phone and take over the guy's channel. So you just take over the guy's channel, and from then on, until the next guy shoots him, he will have that channel. So that's how it'll work. You'll have the TikTok channel, the followers, you're doing these pranks. Eventually, you'll go too far, someone will kill you, but then when they kill you, they can take your account and channel. Now they're you now, right? And so basically that's what everything is going to become. Everybody's going to become a TikTok influencer or try to be one because you're trying to get all these followers, but then you can be killed for your followers. And maybe it's kind of like Highlander where all the followers start combining and then there can only be one right at the end. There can only be one with all the followers at the end. And it's really just these TikTok influencers just, you know, playing pranks and offing each other until there's only two left, and then there's a final battle, and then one, right? One race to rule them all. One white Highlander, finally. Finally, all the multiracial Highlanders are dead, okay? And then the white Highlander has won, is at the top, he's, you know, and it's the one race to rule them all, right? We can finally have good art because everybody's not fucking just obsessed, you know, shoving politics, race and stuff. You know, if anything, the Rings of Power, it wasn't gay. Okay, so there you go. At least they weren't. Maybe they exterminated the gays before, you know, they'll do another prequel before the Rings of Power where there's just gay elves and dwarves and hobbits. Just everybody's gay except for the orcs. No gay orcs. The orcs are straight, except there's no chick orcs. You never see what the chick orcs look like or where they are. Or, and they, I think they're hatched. So maybe they are. They're like asexual, hatched, monoracial orcs, right? But they're straight. They're not gay, though, because the rest of Middle Earth is gay. And then the gays all got exterminated somehow when you get to the Rings of Power. And then all the non-white entities, all the non-whites get exterminated so you get to Lord of the Rings, right? And maybe... maybe they'll kill all the women or something. You know, maybe if there was a sequel. That's why they don't want you to do a sequel. That's why the Tolkien estate said don't do a sequel. Because they knew logically it meant all the women would have to be exterminated in the sequel, right? Whatever this new Lord of the Rings sequel will be, you know, the Shadows of the Towers or whatever the fuck it would be called. It'd just be all guys because all the chicks are gone. And the whole thing is... the gay again. Okay, no, back to the other. That's how the gays got there in the first place. All the women were gone, and the whole time the orcs are just like, what is going on with these people, man? Why do we have to keep doing... why can't they just be straight and one race? All right. Anyways, thank you very much for listening and watching to the Rogen Kim cast. Please follow me on Twitter, at Rogen Kim. There, at Rogen Kim. And, you know, follow everybody I follow on Twitter. Fuck it. I follow 2,000 some odd people for whatever, 2,000. Follow them all. Follow Triple Elite Memes. Go online. No, just go to Twitter. Go to Twitter. Type in Triple Elite Memes. Type in Triple Elite Media. Follow those accounts. All right? Look for that hashtag or the sign, TEM. And guys' bios. Follow them. Come to a TEM space. All right? Come on down and see what all the madness is about. Okay, that's, I sound pretty gay there. All right, thank you for listening. Until next time.